Blog Talk Radio.
This is Conglomerate Radio.
Can you get me some salt and vinegar chips? And some now and laters? Oh, I really want a tropical fantasy. Some butter crunch cookies and Drake cake.
Of course, why would it work? Why would it work? We get nothing for this.
You're an idiot.
It's the greatest show in the world, you fucking asshole.
All they do is stay out there and talk about garbage. They just talk, talk, talk.
And don't forget my skills. It's because you are going to the Vega.
The verbal barbershop is in order.
Oh, good for you!
Yes, people. Good evening. It's yours truly, the PAB and the man. In fact, the one and only, the DJ Sid, repping on the other end.
What is going on, people?
Yeah, we're kind of downtrodden right now. We're just chilling. We're trying to get back into the swing of things.
Yeah, our schedules are so erratic, but... might as well introduce the third man in the booth with us.
That's right, the one and only mini producer, Deuce.
I don't think he's going to take too kindly about the mini comment, but, you know.
Well, I can't call him a super producer because he's far from it.
I'm far from it, yeah. You know what, honestly, we got to apologize to the audience from last week.
Yes, but I just also, but just not to get off the topic of Deuce. As far as I'm concerned, it comes down to Deuce. My new nickname is Jansport.
Why is that?
Because I'm piggybacking all the production.
Wow.
No, but all right. Do you want to explain what happened?
Well, for those of you who did part of it, for those of you who actually downloaded the show, we actually went on an hour and a half later than we were supposed to.
Yeah.
Some for good, some for bad, depending on if that footage will ever see the light of day, which I highly, you know, doubt.
It was interesting, but, what do you think?
It was very, very crazy near the end of it. But apparently there were some audio problems because Deuce decided to unplug everything, and it cut off in the middle of the song during the post-game show. So we have to apologize for that.
Yeah, we had it. It's self-explanatory. For those that downloaded the last show, thank you. The way it rolls is you heard us hype that we're going to do the post-game show. We played Method Man Redman's leadoff single, and we never came back. So.
Well, we came back.
We came back, but not live.
It wasn't really recorded. Well, for either the syndicated version or, you know, the Blog Talk version, none of that. Even on the network, it didn't get, you know.
Yeah, I don't even remember what we talked about. We went into so many different places that you guys are.
Oh, we went in, and it wasn't good for people who actually were going to listen to it. If they were actually good, you know. There was names being thrown out. It was a good look, so.
Yeah, there was a bit of a continuation of the Weirdo Enriquen thing, but c'est la vie to each and all. We're talking about how one of our own is allegedly like Mike Tyson. He knows I love him. He knows who it is, so.
Thanks, dude.
Okay, so you know what? It is what it is. Sorry, everybody. We tried. We fucked up. Whatever. The damn thing. We don't get paid for this. So, what are you going to do? All right.
I'm hiding a check from you, man. I'm sorry.
I'll give you one. It might bounce, though. You know, it might be a little rubber up.
Yes, knowing the way the radio business is now, yes, it might bounce.
All right, man, let's get through this. Let's pop this off.
The following program may contain adult language and theme. Listener discretion is advised.
All right. We got. You want to comment on it yet?
No, not yet.
All right, man. You know what? I gotta get this in at least twice tonight, man. At least twice tonight. We haven't had a commercial, a sponsor in a minute.
For good reason.
We haven't had a sponsor yet, you know, unless you want to call Bob's Anal Cream. I mean, I don't know, but
St. I sponsored the syndicated version a little while ago.
So you know what? We're back in effect. Let's do this right. You know what? All my old school heads rejoice, and it's self-explanatory.
My turn around. Twisted. To meet the Carmel King of the castle, keeping his tight, CL Smooth, sipping on Spritite. It's the Mechadon, never swerving untitled. Knowing commercial rap needs to
Woo!
Be recycled. Collecting cans for Nick's picks, my latest LP. Now obey my thirst, I'm precise.
Got the knack to rock, I'm steady heating up the spot. To talk a boy wonder making heads bop. Plus, I. This is how we work it. Grab the big Sprite and you know we jerk it right out the fridge. It's just like this with a dead dab dip. Yeah.
I give a pound to my man with my right hand.
Yeah.
Cause I keep the Sprite in the left hand.
Okay.
And then I push the button when I don't wanna hear nothing.
Christy
I let
Queen.
It go when I wanna hear something.
Yeah.
This is how we flow when we in the studio. Freestyle with Sprite. Yo, how the rest go? First things first, a big yo dirt. Sprite, alright?
Yes, people, it took me at least 4 or 5 months to find that goddamn thing. But
fire up that shot again, man. That deserved it.
It took me a minute, which you heard for all our 90s heads. You heard Large Professor flubbing there in the center. You heard CL Smooth setting it up, and you heard the one and only Grand Poobah do the infamous rhyme.
You know, that's very ironic, actually.
Why do you say Mon Frere?
Because last week I was in a conversation with another fellow conglomerate member, Mr. Willy Will, and the answer I got, you know, that when we were talking about old commercials, is my reply to him was Grand Poobah's verse for that Spike commercial.
Oh, great. That's awesome.
Thank you.
So...
It's ironic that you actually played it. So,
hey man, I've been headhunting that for a minute, and I found it. God damn it!
Willie Will is I think he'll crack a smile when he listens to it. So.
Yo, but I'll tell you this: for anybody who wants to find that Sprite video, it's damn near non-existent on the web. They won't Sprite won't release it. I did not. All I can say is I got the audio of it. I didn't see the video of it. I managed to catch a lucky break in my internet travels. You know how it is. When you start clicking away on the internet, you know, ooh, like see a little window, see a little link or something. You're like, ooh, what's that? Ooh, what's that woman doing with that snake? Ooh, I didn't know an octopus can go in there. And, you know, next thing you know, hey, look, it's the Sprite ad.
What are these two girls doing with this one cup?
Exactly. Exactly. So, big up the nut who was shouting them out at the end of
the show last week, actually.
So that's how we start off the show. I'll probably, just for the hell of it, I might play it again one more time before the end of the show tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Tonight, we're going to try to get into some tracks. We're going to try to get into some hip-hop. What else? There's things in the news. We got clips we can play. I think I got the brand new, for those that have been with us for a minute now, we got the read a book joint. And I think I found something that could surpass that in sheer ignorance.
Well, that's a very tough order to surpass read a book.
No, it's not. And by the way, and you know what this has to do with it? Also, Oprah can lick my left nut.
This is about the grilled chicken thing, man.
This is about the damn grilled chicken thing, man. I had my coupon since, like, last Thursday. I roll up in the KFCs around here. Ain't nobody wanted to honor the damn coupon. Ain't nobody got no damn chicken. They ain't got no chicken, no biscuit, no, you know. It's KFC. They ain't got no chicken.
How is KFC? Well, grilled
they
chicken.
They got peanut butter.
Chicken.
Yeah, I'm saying they got no they got peanut butter, no jelly. Kool-Aid, no sugar. Ham, no burger.
Wow. You're just a mess right now. Did you actually try to...
That was the main thing I saw. What happened?
Did you actually try to redeem your coupon?
Yeah. I tried it twice now, and they failed.
I don't know what positive message Oprah's trying to give out with free coupons for grilled chicken, but, you know.
Hey, man, it's a whole meal. For those that don't know, it's a whole whole meal. Let me school those that did not know. For a 48-hour period, I believe it was 48 hours, you could go to a site, all right, it was hot linked through Oprah's site, and you got a coupon that allowed you to get a meal sans drink. So we're talking a regular KFC grilled chicken meal. So you get two pieces of grilled chicken, two sides, and the biscuit, right? So that's a pretty good look right there. All right, unfortunately, KFCs all throughout the country are not honoring the coupon for various reasons. Like some just don't have enough, you know, some of them are losing money.
They did have almost a riot somewhere in the South.
Why am I not surprised?
Why You're right.
am I not surprised? And speaking of the South, all right, people, any up, bitches? All right.
You want to explain?
Oh, come on. This is for all my people that love the South. I'm doing the motorcycle. Yes, you are hearing this correctly. This song couldn't play more of a stereotype.
Well, it does sound like a Cassian.
It sounds like Space Invaders, don't it?
Wow. Sound like a CeeLo with no substance.
All right, good for today. Yes, yo, that video is on YouTube. It couldn't play up more of a stereotype. I'm just going to say a certain group of people are very well represented in the video, and they all outside frying food outside over like an open, like frying pans on an open pit. There's a video made for this.
I'm not surprised. It seems like if anybody has a camera now, that you could probably we could shoot a music video right now off of nothing.
Oh man, and there had to be some money involved, man. There had to be some money involved, but damn, like what's gonna be next? What's gonna be next, man? Think about this. Like you know, cut that watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
Cut that.
I'm not going in. I'm not going in. Please give me the strength not to go in.
You know, like, I mean, you can have Italians, you know, roll that meatball. Roll that meatball. Roll that meatball. Bacalao.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
Yeah, so if anybody wants to check that out for themselves, look up, just go to YouTube and look for Fry That Chicken. Whatever comes up first, it's a pretty sure bet. That's what you just heard the track of. Yeah, I mean, it ain't no cookies and apple juice, but.
Oh,
yeah, not a good. All right, you know what?
His album comes out actually today, right? I'm pretty sure of that.
Yeah, it did. Cameron's album did come out, and
I like the buzz around it too.
What buzz?
Exactly.
okay, I was right. Someone give me a bell. Thank you. So that.
See, the kid. Here's what happens. The kid falls in love. He unplugs us last week. And now he's late on stuff.
He's talking about Deuce.
Sorry.
No, I'm just telling everybody out there, he's talking about Deuce. I'm whispering so Deuce doesn't, like, fuck with me. You know what I mean?
Oh, good to know. But it's the truth, though. Sorry, Deuce, man. I ain't trying to throw you under the bus. I'm happy that you got into a relationship.
I'm
happy for the kid. I really am.
Yeah!
All right, thank you. Okay. All right, you know what? You want to do this now because this is, I know we're going to talk about this at length.
Do you want to go in and just call it the pick of the week or?
That's what I'm saying. Do we want to set this off right now?
Yeah, right. Yeah, go for it. Why not?
All right, here we go. Here we go. Let's do this. Never heard of the band.
Everybody and everybody, just clap your hands. It's DJ Sid, pick of the week. Now listen to the man. Ah!
That had the most energy of the show so far.
Oh, wow.
If it means anything, I'm bopping my head. All right, so Sid's pick of the week. I already know where it's going. I already know what's going to.
It's obvious. I think it's obvious.
Even though, to be fair, it's the only album that's coming out next week that we managed to hear out of the two that are coming out.
Notice we said next week.
Yes.
That comes out. But anyway, we got our advanced copies of Cameron. No, I'm not Cameron. We got our advanced copies of Joel Santana and the Skull Gang.
Oh,
and
God.
All right. Seriously, the pick of the week, I think you both, you get the same thing, right? Damn you, Deuce.
Just go ahead. Go in.
Yeah, absolutely. It's Eminem's Relapse.
Yes, we Sid is picking Eminem's Relapse, which has been a lightning rod since it hit the net. It's been a lightning rod. A lot of people are on both sides saying it completely sucks. He's doing the same old shtick. Hell, Nut was even on that side of the fence on the last show. And other people are saying the opposite. They're saying that he's the same OM. If anything, he went back to what brought him to the dance.
So, all right, let's get into it now. I mean, obviously, I made it my pick of the week, and there's a good reason I did. I think at first, when you first listen to it, you kind of just, first of all, you're in shock.
Yeah.
For obvious reasons, because there are certain type of things going on in the middle of that, in the middle of that album, which kind of takes a far turn off at Albuquerque.
Oh, yeah.
And then after you listen to it again and again and again, you kind of appreciate it a lot more.
Well, all right, this is for those that heard the tracks, all right? There's a bunch of tracks that officially leaked. And, like, there's a track called 3 a.m. And if you listen to it by itself, it's a very dark song. It's him basically being a mass murderer, you know what I mean? And to hear it by itself, it's unique, but it's nothing great. I think his wordplay is incredible. You know what I mean? His lyricism is dope. But I think the song by itself really was just okay. But if you hear it, if you hear the album, if you hear it in the context of the album, it works. It works in the context of the album. I damn near want to say it's a concept album.
It's a concept album, and it plays out like a movie. And there's not too many albums out there that do that.
Even though we got it, let's be fair. Okay, he talks, just to give everybody a heads up who hasn't heard it yet, who plans on hearing it. He talks about his mother again. He talks about rape. Of himself and of raping.
But he's not, I mean, listen, it's an M album. He's not really going in on his wife or his kid.
No, he did not.
So let's get that out of the way. Because if you were expecting that, then I could give you that argument that he's talking about the same old again, right?
Yeah.
But
the album works. The album works in the context. The album definitely works in the context. And in hearing it, I have to say this: for all the songs that did hit, there's only one single, which is "We Made You," which was like the big single. Listening to that whole album, there's really, literally, on a mainstream level, there's maybe one other single on there. The rest of the album, I don't think really has any standout singles. It doesn't have anything that's going to really attract a pop audience beyond maybe one other one.
I think if you're an M fan, you're going to like it.
No, if you're an M fan, see, like, I'm not trashing the album. I'm just saying, this is what hit me, and maybe I'm wrong, but listening to the whole album, and for those that have heard it and for those that are going to hear it, I dare you to try to figure out another strong single that will appeal to the mainstream.
Actually, I do. I have one.
There's maybe one more which has a sample, and I already know, I'm willing to bet it's the same one you're thinking of. It's the sampled one. But other than that, the rest of the album flows with such a concept, and it's, the material on it is so strong that I can't see it being cross, like, M fans will like it, hip-hop fans will like it, but on a mainstream level, like on, you know what I mean?
Right.
No, I just don't see it happen.
I think he'll definitely outsell Rick Ross the first week.
Duh.
All right. Although, you know what song it has been in constant rotation, though?
Mm.
Besides the topic that he's using, and I'm not going to mention it, I'd rather you just listen to it for yourself. Same Song and Dance.
Same Song and Dance. It's one of those songs where you got to listen to it a couple of times before it makes sense.
Yeah, that beat's ridiculous, though.
The beat is ridiculous, but it's funny when you hear the song, without giving anything away, when you hear the song, it's very easy to assume one thing. And there's a skit before it that really doesn't help the song.
Because you're right. You're right.
It could already lead you to assuming the song is about one thing, when in truth, it's a song that ranks right up there with Nas's I Gave You Power.
Yeah.
Okay, and I would explain that deeper for those that don't know, but you know what? If you got the I Gave You Power reference, then you'll get what when you hear Same Song and Dance, just keep that in mind that I told you. I said that.
You know what? Let's just let the people enjoy it for themselves. But how about this? Why don't we go one step further as a gift from us lovely folks at the Bodega? If you're listening and you send in an email, to give them the address.
Oh, thebodegaradio@yahoo.com.
We will actually send you a copy of the album. How about that?
I'm not going to say that because we could get in a whole lot of trouble. I ain't trying to
say the whole album. I'm
just going to say, you know what, it is what it is. Those who know me and those who know you, if they need assistance,
don't point them in the right direction.
We're looking out for you. Other than that, I have every intention on purchasing the album.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I just want to specify that for all the gentlemen who could potentially be flagging us right now. That wear suits and shiny shoes. All right.
And half of them is at my old employer right now.
So, and also, just to move forward with the Eminem thing, he already pissed off somebody. The album hasn't even hit, and he already pissed off somebody.
Well, for good reason.
All right. There is a song on the album called, Bagpipes from Baghdad.
Yes.
And in it, he goes at Mariah. Again.
Yeah.
He takes shots at Mariah, and in taking shots at Mariah, he even takes shots at Nick Cannon. He takes like one or two shots at Nick Cannon at most. Well, apparently Nick lost his mind. Nick lost his mind on his blog. Like, he blogged about it and went off. All right. So.
Some gangster. Blog about it.
All right. And this is coming from Nick Cannon. This is coming from Mr. Wildin' Out. Mr. Haha, I'm funny. Da, da, da. Like, if you're a comic, even if you... Okay, I can understand defending a woman, but the way he took it is almost too extreme. It's like, dude, like, you're going to... All right. Here is a quote, okay? He didn't record... This is all was written, all right? From Nick Cannon himself, for everybody out there. Nick Cannon, Mr. Wildin' Out, former Mr. No Nickelodeon, said, I'm taking full action on you, Eminem. I don't know why no one stood up to your bitch ass yet. But I guess it's going to take a corny, whack, rapping boy toy from Nickelodeon to set you straight. And trust, I'm going to be relentless. Even though I got a lot of other obligations and occupations, you are my new full-time job, homie. And he also stated, bringing up the tape where Eminem said the N-word, I asked myself, should I go find this bitch and just whoop his little ass? Let's not forget about Eminem's amateur mixtape rants of calling African Americans nigger and how he hates black bitches. How did we let him get away with that in the first place? He's a natural born racist in disguise. Someone tell this coward he finally barked up the wrong tree. There's a lot more. There's like another three or four paragraphs. But I ain't gonna
save it. I think they got
But Nick Cannon, Wildin' Out. And a bunch of other whack movies, you know that she what was it? She's All That or whatever. The whole Can't Buy Me Love remake.
Yeah, right. the whole Trump line.
Right, is now saying he's going to go at Eminem. So this should be very, very interesting because apparently Rick Ross ain't going to have time to do it because Rick Ross is going to be explaining how he's rocking a counterfeit pair of Louis Vuitton sunglasses on the cover of Double XL.
Well, all right, wait, let's go to Nick Cannon thing first. I like how you just segued into the whole
beautiful segue. Excellent
transition. I think Duke should give you a round of applause for that. But
that's what I'm saying. Where's my round of applause? Hit me with my round of applause, God damn it. Thank you.
That is perfect radio transition.
Right? Yes, but Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon's playing with fire.
Big time.
Also, I think knowing Eminem and knowing, you know, who he hangs out with and who he's been known to hang out with, I think he kind of gets a pass on using the N-word sometimes. I'm not condoning it. I'm just saying, I think he kind of gets a pass on it, though.
You know what's funny? I think a lot of people would probably give him a pass on it. I think that the problem with the tape was the context it was said. Again, we're talking about context.
That's true.
That's the one thing a lot of people get misconstrued, is that people lose stuff in the context of what it said. If it's said in humor or said in jest, you know what I mean, or said in a manner where it's trying to be done in a respectful manner.
But I kind of think somebody, you know, when his two known associates are black?
All of his known associates are black.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You understand what I'm – you see my point where I'm getting at? But I think Nick Cannon is really playing with fire.
Yeah, we'll find out. In the coming weeks, we are going to find out. Right now, Eminem has yet to even respond to anybody about anything. He's on the promo tour right now. So.
Yeah, but what's his time?
We will see. Who knows? Like I said, big up the Will. Big up the Will for bringing this up. Can we expect another Invasion mixtape? We'll see. We will see. There's a couple of targets. So
well, obviously, I don't think it's going to happen with DJ Green Lantern. How about that?
No, but my point being, though, is that for those that know, the Invasion mixtapes are where Eminem battled a lot of – he aired out a lot of people.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And so – we haven't seen one in a minute.
And we haven't put it like – we want you to add a postscript to that. Nobody's been heard from since.
That too. They're all on milk cartons right now.
It is real heavy right there. Real heavy.
Oh, man. Yo, you know what? Before we get into the Rick Ross thing and some other silliness like all these R&B singers half naked with leaked pics and who I think is leaking.
Oh, okay. That gets a round of applause, too. Oh, my God. Forget. Oh, it's been a great week.
It's been – wait a minute. That's right. That's right. I've heard that. It's been the best week ever.
Great. Thank you, Deuce. It's a great week.
And here's the tease also. It's not over, allegedly.
Yes.
It's not over. And on top of it, also, I just got wind that a certain female who's been making the rounds on the VH1 reality show is also putting out a sex tape herself.
Even better.
All right. So, Sid, do applause for applauding himself.
Thank you, dude. Thank you.
Before we get into that, man, you know what? We got some hip hop. I don't know. Well, I'm gonna try to get the one or two of them today. You know what? One I just got, right? It's a remix. It just dropped literally a few hours ago. I got my hands on it. Brand new Helter Skelter with DJ Revolution. It's a remix of this joint called Midnight Madness. I guess there's a promotional EP, if there's even such a thing anymore, but it's out there. They're on it. This is the song that's leading it off. I figured I'd just play it, jump into it. We'll come back and try to talk about some of this other crap, all right? So that way we also get to go pee and eat, and we're not chewing in your ear, everybody. So thank you for downloading.
Oh, this is the bodega.
Yeah, this is the bodega, all right? Yeah.
What up, Rock?
Yo. Midnight Marauders, motherfucking madman. Let the madness begin. I'm tapping your chin, box your grill. Smoke on some pot and chill, then pop a pill. Shorty, wop, twock your drill. Sean is the beast. You can shave the hair off my feet. Concrete flow, Duke, I spit nothing but street. Ladies love Cool James, but they hate Sean P. I turn impersonation, have them thinking I need. Shit, back to the rhyme again. Drug trafficking, black Africans drinking Heineken. Shaka Zulu, pop a rocket through your foo-boo. Who do you think you are? Paul, your rap's doo-doo. I shoot you. I'm not like these other rappers. Flash the pants, dance steps. Fuck a rapper. Ruckus after the gold, and after that the platinum. Beef after that, hurricane string packed the gas, son. What?
Set it off. Let the madness begin. Set it off. Let the madness begin. Set it off. Let the madness begin. Set it off,
rock and rock,
set it off.
I got too many niggas I hate, only one knife to kill them, so gunshot often. Hold to the highest bidder, ain't no room for you chumps here with Ruck and Katraz. The young black thug rap, odd couple is bad. Felix Anger and Oscar Madison, what's fucking with that? Crickets, nothing exactly. If we don't bubble from rap, we ain't getting no jobs, you bitches. Son might hustle to crack. I'm going back to robbing niggas, and I don't give a fuck if it's platinum or white gold. As long as where that hammer click, you come out that ice show. You disrespect the chip, and it's simple, we light your ass up with some shit so big you hear it in the next time zone. At midnight, niggas fight, kick, bite, and scratch. You just get sniped, get a bitch type me. I'm the beast master, dog hall. Communicate with all sorts of animals, stick them on y'all.
Set it off. Let the madness begin.
Tell the yelter.
Set it off. Let the madness begin.
Tell the yelter.
Set it off. Let the madness begin.
Tell the yelter.
Set it off.
Rock and rock.
Set it off.
Hey, yo, bust a leg at your white tee. Bad aim, bust your head to the white knee. Ravishing rough room, eat food with big guns. Chicks run when they see the size of my dick, son. Pedophile bullets that they touch the kids. Barbecue bullets touch your ribs. Let's eat. Yo, the East back. Police get clapped. Sean Price and the Beast is back. Motherfucker.
It's going down tonight. It's sounding like a massacre and they're making rounds. If I get right in your face, it's taking the crib. Tonight, tonight, and my niggas ain't playing your dick. We transform like MJ and I'm dead in Thriller. Fuck the Amityville horror. I am the horror of the Ville. Man, I'm a monster. I blam at your father from rooftops. I blam at the coppers.
Oh, shit.
God damn it, the choppers. We got to go, nigga.
Set it off.
Let the madness begin.
Set it off.
Let the madness begin.
Set it off.
Let the madness begin.
Set it off, set it off. Rock and rock, set it off.
Welcome back to the Da Bodega with Pablo and Sid.
Alright, that was an abrupt. Alright, we're back.
I would like to thank Fat Albert on crack for giving me that promo.
All right, we're back. You just heard some Help the Skelter. Big up to the Boot Camp Click, a crew from the 90s that is still rocking it, man.
Oh, yeah, BCC all day, every day.
And, yo, for anybody who is curious and bored with time on their hands because their job is so slow because of the reception and has access to a computer, yo, check out YouTube. There is a clip on there that was put up, like, the other day, I guess because The Roots has been the house band for Jimmy Fallon's show, but when they're not taping, they're doing daily gigs at, I think, the Highland Ballroom or something like that in New York City, and they have all kinds of surprises, MCs and stuff stop by, and I guess this past weekend, members of the Boot Camp Clip came through, like Buckshot, Help the Skelter, Smith, Steel from Smith & Wesson. So a couple of them came through and just flipped it. Like, you know what I mean? Just on the spot. They just came through and they went one into another.
Let me just ask them about a What If Posse cut that you would have loved. Or a What If collaboration.
A What If collaboration?
Yeah, while I'm at it. What about Rock and Lord Have Mercy?
That would have been hot. That would have been hot in the moment. If they did it in the moment that they were...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, right?
Oh, man, their voices? Forget
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right, right. That would have been crazy.
That would have been insane. That really would have been insane, man.
I was listening to a joint, I think it was Saturday night or Saturday afternoon, and they played one of the Busta old joints from, like, the first album. And I heard Lord Have Mercy, and I'm like, dude should have been getting mad, you know, respect.
Well, RBX on the hook.
Yeah, instead of whatever his name was, the last Boy Scout there.
Oh, Rampage.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No business being on that remix for Biggie, but...
Hey, man, my man caught a break. My man caught a break because of his association with Busta, and now look where he's at. Go figure.
I know. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing the what-ifs out there.
Oh, man, there's so many what-ifs. There's so many what-ifs. But... Oh, yo, here's a good what if. All right, I threw this out there. This is something completely off topic. Just to give a quick, real quick backstory. Right now, Vibe.com is doing a whole thing with a bracket a la the Final Four with rappers. All right, some people know about this because of my stupid ass. So they got this whole printable sheet because it's part of a contest. And if they want to pick the best rapper ever, and I think they put up something like 100 rappers on there, maybe less. There's a lot of motherfucking MCs on there, old and new. Like, it covers the whole thing. So,
Dead or Alive?
Yes.
Okay.
So obviously Big L's on there, Pun's on there, Biggie's on there. But you also got old school artists like Grandmaster Melly Mel's on there. You know what I'm saying? Shan's on there. And then you got a couple of new school cats on there, like Asher's on there. Then you have just KRS-One, Jay-Z, Eminem. So what you would call it, both members of De La Soul separately, go figure.
Wow.
And you just got to basically pick the brackets. And
okay.
If you mail it in, and whoever picks the most winners, you know what I mean? It's a point system. Whoever picks the most winners as the Imbibe Vibe, you get a little something. That's it. I figure, hey, why not? I'll pick it. And I tried to pick it intelligently. You know what I mean? Like, who I thought was hot, who I thought Vibe was going to actually give credit to. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And in my semifinal round, I got down on one side of the bracket, I got down to Eminem versus Jay-Z. All right. And let me tell you right now, they were real slick with this because they put, like, M in one bracket, they put J in another bracket, they put... who is it? They put Nas in another bracket, and they put Biggie in another bracket.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then, of course, Pun's mixed in there. Pac's mixed in there, too. And I think Pac was mixed in with Nas, and Pun was mixed in with Biggie. And but either way, I wound up figuring, you know what? It's going to come down to M and J in a semifinal, no matter what happens, because they're the two big dogs. Right? But you appreciate this. I think Lil Wayne made it one round and then, like, gone. Done.
That's excellent.
And I had to give him one round because it was him versus Lil Bow Wow. So I was like, nah, it ain't happening.
Epic fail.
Epic. So either way, it came down to Jay versus M. And I actually asked around. I asked a couple people. This is how I said people know about it. I got a very interesting response. For every person that picked Jay, I got another person that picked M.
That's a really tough one.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I will say this. I picked M only for one reason, because this contest is being hosted by Vibe. Vibe right now is all over Eminem's dick. Like, they're doing all kinds of, them and XXL are doing all kinds of specific promotions directly with Eminem.
Yeah, I do like the XXL cover, though.
So, you know, the Punisher cover, yeah.
Yeah, that's
so, I'm figuring, all right, Vibe's probably going to go with M, because right now he's got an album coming out. They're helping him promote the album more so because he's doing stuff exclusive with them, like the way he's doing with XXL. So I'm thinking, all right, favorite. And he's hot right now. Okay. You know what I mean? So I'll go with M based on that. And based on the fact that they had one song together in my own head.
And he killed him on his own. He killed him on the record.
Yeah. Even though a lot of people who said I was stupid, their basis was that Jay-Z has been more consistent more frequently, which I agree with.
Yeah. But
I'm looking to get points and to win something, bitches.
Well, all right. How about this argument? I mean, because you're going to get this all the time. Because one kind of directly affects the other.
Mm-hmm.
If Big didn't pass, Would Jay have got that shine?
You know what's funny? I, that question, with this, with me throwing out that question, ironically, this is why me and you both host this show. Ironically, I threw that question out to some people, like saying, like, you know what? Jay, I honestly have to, Jay would not be the dog he is if Biggie didn't pass.
That's exactly my point. I would not say, you know, I don't want to. It, see, because M did it on his own. I mean, I don't want to say. Obviously, Dr. Dre helped him out. I mean, that's
yeah, but he had to earn, but he had to build up the rep off of that while Jay kind of picked up the baton, at least from a Brooklyn standpoint, and ran with it.
Right. So M really didn't have anybody in Detroit, you know, representing hard or that popular at the time, you know.
Or white.
I mean, Beastie Boys stand out.
Beastie Boys stand out, but it's no secret. Vanilla Ice screwed it up for a lot of people when he came out, and M was the one that had to do all kinds of damage control.
Right, yeah. So I think I have to give it to M just for that fact.
So, all right, but that was that. Before we run out of any more time, I just wanted to bring that up and just throw that out there. I just put it like that. Right there, bro. Just putting it out there for every person that said J, I had another person that said M, the debate rages on, my friends. And it will not end yet. It's like Biggie, Jay-Z, like we just talked about. Some people are going to say nah, you know. So it is what it is. We can probably talk for a whole show about all that stuff. But we'll save that for a roundtable, possibly in the foreseeable future.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. That's what we call a tease of an upcoming roadshow. Oh, wait, did I? Damn it.
All right, so moving ahead, just to touch on it real quick, the Louis Vuitton thing with Rick Ross. All right, let me put everybody out there. Rick Ross, on the current issue of XXL magazine, Rick Ross is on the cover. All right, he's rocking a pair of Louis Vuitton sunglasses. Now, he said in a video or something, he was talking about how they were custom made, one out of one, you know, all this other stuff. Well, a attorney that directly represents Louis Vuitton did put a letter out to XXL to make all their readership aware that the glasses cannot be purchased nor be found because they are not made by Louis Vuitton, nor have they ever.
Right.
Okay. And they didn't do it to really blow up his spot, but I guess they were getting requests and all this other stuff, so they wanted to kind of try to nip it in the bud.
Right. That's true.
Point blank saying, we never custom made anything for Rick Ross. They're counterfeit. I'm sorry. Pip and Curly can't do that.
Yeah. I mean, listen, everybody knows the guy's a phony. It's not a big secret. In his mind, he swears he wins battles, and he has competition.
Battle my ass, especially this. I mean, I know numbers are down, but I'm sorry, 175,000. That's a good number to move, but you know what, man? It's not gonna hold up to. It just doesn't hold up to me. It's like if you're hot, if you're really hot. Or if you really have a followership like that, as much as we don't co-sign Lil Wayne, gotta give credit to dude. The man moved a million in a week. So
I think it's less. Maybe it could have been 2 weeks. I'm not too sure.
Either way, my point being is though, in this day and age, he moved a million in a short period. Okay, so if you really a big dog like that, and people are really behind you like that, you can still move units, all right? Whether or not we like him, it still proves, though, that if you're that big a dog, if you truly are what you hype yourself up to be, then
if you're
not sensible.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? And your perfect example was reminded me of Jadakiss last week when you said, well, Jada moved similar numbers, all right? Jada did it with very little promotion, very little airplay, all right? Rick Ross had the machine behind him.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct.
You got to question it. You got to question it. You know what I mean? But don't worry. Once 50 drops, regardless of what we think of the album, 50's moving half a million.
Absolutely.
Easy. So.
Same thing with them.
So just because we don't like Rick Ross, we got to make it a point to say that fat motherfucker is wearing knockoffs and claiming they legit. Because he's the boss.
Oh. Okay.
He needs to get lost. All right. Moving forward.
Yes.
Naked Picks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, and we got to rule out Chris Brown apparently is not part of this whole ordeal. He's really trying to lay low.
Even if he was, who cares?
Yeah, for those that don't know, all right, the way it hit was early last week, pictures of the R&B singer Cassie hit the net.
Wait.
And, what?
She's part of the IBTC.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. Do you want to?
No.
You don't want to explain it. Okay.
Let him Google it. Let him Google it.
All right. So pics leaked of Cassie. Pretty damn nude. And before you could say they were Photoshop or fake, on her legit Twitter account, she acknowledged that her computer was hacked and that...
I don't believe that at all.
What?
I don't believe that at all.
You know, the big debate is that they could have been leaked from someone inside as a means to create hype, because she does have an album coming out in, soon. We don't know exactly when, but soon. And, of course, a lot of people are looking at Puff. You know what I'm saying? Now keep that in mind. Some people are looking at Puff with this. You know what I mean? Like, maybe, because they've been alleged to have something on the side. Well, what happened a couple of days later? But pics of none other than the punching bag for Chris Brown, Rihanna, which we're calling. I couldn't wait to do that. I know. So pictures of Rihanna. Leaked. And with Rihanna, they weren't as saucy as the Cassie pics, but they leaked, including one pic of Chris Brown's stupid ass wearing her panties on his head.
Yeah.
Which makes you wonder why. with that, you know, the pics leak, Rihanna hasn't said anything about it yet. She's completely laid low. The one thing that was confirmed, though, after these two sets of pics leaked was that first they leaked within a week, which led plenty of young men, especially of color, to proclaim best week ever. just like Sid did.
Instead of the Blackout album coming soon, the rub-out happened.
So, and the person, whoever has leaked these anonymously, I don't know how you anonymously send out any message through the net anymore, said there are other pictures. There are other pictures of allegedly Jennifer Lopez.
Right.
Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
Naomi Campbell.
Yeah.
Christina Milian.
Excellent.
All right. Those are the names that have been dropped. All right. And this is why I say you got to kind of look at Puffy, because the pictures, the one thing that was confirmed about the Cassie and Rihanna pictures is that they're old pictures. They're not recent pictures. They're pictures from possibly last year.
She's still probably part of the IBTC. There's no way of getting around it.
You know what I mean? So then you got to wonder, in my personal opinion, this is why I got to think Puffy got to know something, because how could someone, there's no way in hell one person hacked into all these computers and happened to miraculously find all these pictures. Somebody, but this many in one clip?
Absolutely.
I don't know, man. It's too, I mean, I would co-sign like one or two, but if it's really legit.
I think one is, it's like a domino effect. You know, one leads to another. Cassie's getting publicity because everybody's trying to hide away from her vocal talent. Rihanna wants to get away from, you know, the beating that she took.
Oh, that's right. Again, I asked him, how could we forget that after I just so explicitly...
And, you know, listen, when was the last time you heard anything from J-Lo, really? Did I really refer to her as J-Lo, from Miss Lopez?
Yes.
She's not Jenny from the Block anymore. You know what I mean?
Never was.
Jamie Foxx already has a single out. What would create more of a buzz for his album?
By the way, Jamie could kiss my ass with that whole... You know what's funny? I mean, not to go off topic, I just got to say this. I didn't know I didn't know that was his joint.
Yeah, you don't know it when you first hear it until like...
I didn't know that was his joint until like 3 weeks ago. And then at that point, I started punching my radio. I just started wailing on the radio.
Well, I can only imagine what Chris Brown was doing with it, too.
Oh, man. I had to pull in Ike Turner. Hey, man, I'm doing like Hulk Hogan. Hey, OJ.
Actually, you know what? I'll tease this for next week. I'll tell you the reason why that song came out first.
Okay.
So we'll talk about that next week, or 2 weeks, or whenever
we'll
can.
We'll set up everything. All right, yeah. All right. So So, yeah, so we got a bunch of nude pics. So for all you freaks, go out there and hunt. They're out there.
Awesome. And ladies, if you'd like to send pics of yourself, please.
conglomerate.com. conglomerate.podomatic.com.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. Yes, I forgot. His wife will kill him.
Yes.
But me, ladies, I'm good.
Hey, where are the white women at?
How did I know you were going to do that? Dudes, I hate you.
Hey, man, you know what? Let's get back. Let's real quick, because we got about 9 minutes left to go.
Sure.
You know, let's get into some one more real hip-hop cut. A track we've been sitting on for a minute, but a group that we've been co-signing left and right, like Banana, Slaughterhouse, Joell Ortiz, Joe Budden, Royce da 5'9", and Crooked Eye. This joint is called Whack MCs, for those that like punchlines, for those that like rappers who actually put an effort into what the hell they're saying and trying to get you to hit that rewind button.
Wow.
Because we all know the 90s and the late 80s and the 90s is all about hitting the rewind button just to hear what they said. These dudes is doing that. So you know what? In honor of Nut, who I don't think is really aware of what these guys are capable of, yo, listen closely, Nutty, all right? This is Whack and Feed, and we'll be right back with the Bodega after this.
Rappers like a setup, a lot of games, a lot of suckers with colorful names. I'm so and so, I'm this, I'm that, but they all just wick whack.
Ladies and gentlemen, with no further ado, it's your man. Look, I'm the perfect one to show ya. All that slick talking could be over. All it's gonna take to U-turn from the sofa. You test me, you just see. We mix hands with guns after hoods, UFC. And me, I never had gear. But since last year, I swore not to cop nothing if it wasn't cashmere. Dudes are salty, I'm fond of the sodium. Anticipate the shots like Obama at the podium. Me and y'all nowhere near the same pedigree. Not in layman's terms, hypothetically, metaphorically, lyrically, not especially, theoretically, we just different genetically. They ain't named me the champion yet, so it's ACG's champion sweat. Homie, this is just a thought, but Donnie walks DJs that don't want to play the best nigga in New York, dog. Niggas married to the street, I'm married to a bottle of Patron wearing a wedding dress. Y'all niggas is dead and left. You see, we have not been playing. The Slaughterhouse ain't no goddamn game. Show up to the bar where you hang, shoot at your bottle like, oh, we pop champagne. No disrespect to all these boys. Jimmy, I ain't Prince Akeem, but I will greet you with the sweepers or the semis. These other lame rappers is broke, they so cold. They got a name low, so to have a fabulous quote. And to the fo-fo, grabbing they throat, telling them choke. Your niggas arms all froze like they having a stroke. Your minute, y'all nickel bonkers, kick a stomper. Put a nigga sleeping in the slumper. I am not the one, bruh. It's my response to that nigga hiding out in Yonkers. That nigga. It's really me. I used to drink the beer promoted by Billy D. By the bodega in San Cletas in a white tee. Steady Coco Pina, call it Poppy for ice. Married to the block, that's why I never kept a wife. Million fishing in sea, I juggled a couple Pisces. Had a fetish for guns, I always kept a few near. Never shot someone, but I fired them all on New Year. Never lost a fight, I'm like 25 and no what. Set that time in high school, but he jetted when I woke up. Every time I spit, it's like somebody filled a whole cup with liquor and just damn did they hear it and wanna throw up. Many nights the fridge held me down with old cold cuts. No mayo, no mustard, no bread. I so what? On the floor in the corner with my mattress beat. I hated that, so I don't rap like you whack them seeds.
I'm a poor sportsman. Slaughterhouse, the successor to the four horsemen. Niggas born to pimp, so bring some more whores in. Thinking with my other hand before it wore foreskin. Me and Red Spider, rolling a red spider. Executive West Sider, homie's a check rider. Homie, I check riders. You better stand down, hands down. You'll be man down on the damn ground. Long Beach, the home of them strap clappers. From ringtoners to backpackers, I smack rappers. Speak on us and we gon' be bending them street corners. The clap actors after that rap collapse backwards. Shit.
shit. That's when the force rolls through. I'm Malcolm X, you bitch. What the pork go through? I'm Malcolm X, the track. That mean arm, leg, leg, arm, head, body, the beat, the torso, too. And leave the chords for you.
My turn to rock. Twisted. To meet the Carmel King of the castle, keeping his tight, CL Smooth, sipping on Spritite. It's the Mechadon, never swerving untitled. Knowing commercial rap needs to be recycled. Collecting cans for Nick's picks, my latest LP. Now obey my thirst, I'm precise.
Got the knack to rock, I'm steady heating up the spot. The chocolate boy wonder making heads bop. Plus,
this is how we work it. Grab the big Sprite and you know we jerk it right out the fridge. It's just like this with a dead dab dip. Yeah.
I do a pound to my man with my right hand, because I keep the Sprite in the left hand, and then I push the button when I don't want to hear nothing.
Crispy
I let
queen.
It go when I want to hear something.
Yeah.
This is how we flow when we in the studio, freestyle with Sprite. Yo, how the rest go? First things first, a big yo third Sprite, all right?
And that's right, that was KFC. Pick up Kennedy Fried Chicken. That's my Kennedy Fried Chicken. Kennedy. Y'all reckon Kennedy with some Sprite. Pick up the Sprite.
Yeah, they just opened one around here. You want me to pick up something next time I stop up there?
Oh, man. Yo, man, you don't even want to play, right? I don't know if you guys get it down there. Sonics. Sonic?
Nah, we don't get any Sonics.
No. Check this out. Do you guys get the commercials for Sonic?
Yeah.
All right. We get the commercials for Sonic also. All right. But they ain't a Sonic for miles. They ain't a Sonic in the damn state.
Right.
All right. I want to put a bullet. Okay. Further upstate. Way further upstate. We're talking about where polar bears live. I want to put a bullet in the damn dude's head who is promoting Sonic in parts of New York where there ain't no Sonic.
Wait. It's a national commercial.
It's not right. It ain't right.
Same thing with Jack in the Box.
That's what I'm saying. It ain't right. I see more Sonic than Jack in the Box. I'll see one Jack in the Box ad, like maybe once a month. All right, man. But they ain't right.
Also, on the other end of the coin, too, 7-Eleven.
Okay, 7-Eleven is a few and far between.
Yeah.
And yeah, 7-Eleven can kiss my ass, too, because you know what I know something? See, now you got me started. We only got 2 minutes left. But you know what? I'm going to go in real quick. I'm going to get the Puerto Rican quicks talking out of my system right now.
Hit it.
All right, check
hit
this
it.
Out, man. All right, man. So, yo, all right, man. What? Oh, I got to wait? I got to wait.
Tell them niggas why you mad, sir. Tell them niggas why you mad, sir. Tell them why you mad, sir. Word up. Tell them why you mad, sir.
All right, how am I going to go up into 7-Eleven, right, the day before Wolverine comes out, all right? And I liked Wolverine for the record, but we can't get into that right now. All right, so I hit up 7-Eleven, right, figuring, you know what, I'm going to get myself a little Wolverine cup and a little straw with a little figure on it, right? Get a little something to get into the mood for the movie. You know what I'm saying? It's on a Thursday, the day before. The movie came out on a Friday. As I'm rolling in there, they cleared out everything, and now they got all the Terminator stuff in there. And I got love for Terminator. I ain't hearing on Terminator. But the day before the movie, you're going to take down all the Wolverine stuff? That's foul. You ain't right, and that's foul.
Okay.
All right, Doubledigger Radio at yahoo.com, conglomerate.podomatic.
I like how you just write the plug.
/skillsroll, /doubledigger. We may take off next week to get ready for the last Tuesday of the month. We should have a big nut should be coming back on the show. We'll see. Maybe we get one other person, two other people. Maybe we try to get another guest or so on. Going to do the Skills Row show. We're going to talk about all the stupid stuff we did. It's going to be so vain. It's going to be so corny. So selfish. Y'all going to love it.
Wow. You know what? I really have nothing else to say after that.
All right. But today, you know what? We tried. If you didn't like it, y'all can kiss our ass. You got to hear the Sprite ad. You got to hear some new hip hop, and you got to get in the mood to go fry that chicken, and just realize
depending on what you're looking at.
And you know what? And straight up, you know, go fry that watermelon, and go try to hand in your coupon and get some free KFC, and find out they ain't giving up shit.
Buy the damn thing, will you?
Man. I like
I'm sorry.
It. We're in a recession and they don't take food stamps.
Yeah, look, and you know what? It is the second Tuesday of the month. Let the WIC stamps begin. Congratulations to all the people who got their stuff.
Also, we gave shout-outs to Kaboom, but big shout-outs to King Vitamin. I just wanted to get that in. Forget to get that in last time. Anyway, we got to go, man. How are we doing?